Blackstone presents Marriage and Murder by Stephanie Laurens. This book is read by Liam Gerrard. Chapter 1. October 19th, 1840. Albemarle Street, Mayfair.
Flutterby, Mama, see!
Through the thick lenses of her spectacles, Penelope Adair duly studied the black and white and red butterfly that had captured her elder son's attention. The insect had perched on a late rose and was flexing its wings.
Butterfly, darling.
Penelope, Barnaby and their two sons were indulging in a morning amble in the rear garden of their Albemarle Street home. Hetty, the boy's principal nursemaid, stood nearby, ready to assist if required, and the family's black and white spaniel, Roger, sniffed and snuffled about the garden beds, thrusting his nose into drifts of brightly coloured autumn leaves. Ferociously focused on the butterfly, Oliver frowned.
No, he insisted. Flutter by.
Roger came along and jumped up to investigate, and the butterfly obligingly fluttered on to the next bloom. Observing the insect's movements, Penelope decided not to argue further. In this case, logic seemed on Oliver's side. Just then, Pip, doggedly crawling across the thick grass, reached Penelope's legs, and he clutched her skirts and started hauling himself to his feet, then lost his grip and fell and rolled onto his back, chortling delightedly. Penelope grinned at her younger son.
He was the happiest child she'd ever come across.
Every little thing was a source of wonder and happiness to Pip.
There you are, my little man.
She swooped and scooped him up and hoisted him so that his face was level with hers. She blew gently at him, and he shut his eyes and shrieked and wriggled. With his coat unbuttoned, his hands sunk in his trouser pockets, and a fondly besotted smile on his face, Barnaby watched his wife and sons, the sources of true joy in his life, play in the weak October sunshine. Such moments of quiet domesticity were precious. He caught Penelope's dark gaze.
I'll admit, I am amazed that we've been able to make your notion of spending an hour or so with the boys every morning into a commitment verging on a habit.
She readily nodded.
I'm rather astonished, too.
She glanced.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?